The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Twin Peaks in the Woodlands, this is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? How we doing? It's an F-Yeah Friday on The Usual Suspects, and we are coming to you live. I feel like Jim Nance or Brent Musburger. Coming to you live from
Hello,
the Woodlands
friends.
And the Shenandoah location of Twin Peaks, I-45-ish. Out in the College Park area. Come on out and see us till 4, Blitz till 7. Barry's here next to me. Andrew keeping us on the dials back at the station. And, of course, Aaron is doing what he does, getting ready for the Blitz and keeping us going here. So we'd love to see you. Stop by if you're a suspect, and if you're not, you should be. Check us out. We're going to be in here till 4 o'clock having some fun. Barry, what's going on?
Yeah, check us out. Look at us. This is the reason why you come here, to check us out.
No doubt.
You look
stellar in your short shorts and flannel.
My hot body.
Tied up flannel. And
you like that? Yes. I almost did wear.
I didn't know your ribcage was tattooed till just now.
I do have one of those lumberjack shirts, the red and black.
Yeah.
I almost wore it just to
been good.
Make freak people out. Be like.
With some khakis?
Yeah, be like, I'm a Twin Peaks dude. This is equal opportunity employer. I'm a Twin Peaks dude. I mean, I already have the man boobs to pull it off, so.
Why not, right?
I will just slap on a bra and I'm here.
Without question.
Yeah.
Just let it fly. So, what happened last night? Anything good, bad, indifferent? Oh, by the way, we should clarify some things too, because I was really looking forward to Billy Gardell joining us. We had talked about it with the people, promoted the fact he was going to be here, and then very disappointing.
He got hurt. He hurt his back, so Billy Gardell will not be coming out to Twin Peaks Shenandoah today to join us for a segment or two. He even said, "Yeah, let's do a couple." And last night he hurt his back, unfortunately. But the show must go on.
He will perform tonight.
The show must go on here, and the show must go on at the Joke Joint, 45 South and Fuquay. So he is still going to perform, but he did some TV this morning, but now he's resting with a lidocaine patch and trying to get better. So he will be there. I'm going to be there. I don't know if I'm performing or not. I'm just on standby.
Okay.
You should still go check it out, even though Billy doesn't get to join us. But he is our comedian of the week. But we don't have clips because we were going to have him here. So... that's okay.
We'll roll on. We'll be fine.
Yes.
We'll miss Billy because he's a friend of the show. Always fun when he has joined us in the past and or spent any time with us because he's a sports fan. He knows sports. He's a Pittsburgh fan. So a lot of good times can be had there.
I was looking at his Twitter last night just to see if the going's on.
Yeah.
Very Pittsburgh Pirates heavy. I have a feeling that, like most Pirates fans, the first 3 to 6 weeks of baseball season – every day he's tweeting "Go Bucks," but by July, it's like "Go 2020."
Remember now, he was also the guy that was very bitter at the general manager of the Pirates when Gerrit Cole came this way.
Yes.
So you can tell. I knew that he would have some pretty strong opinions on Pirates, Phillies versus Phillies, and the fact that the Phillies are doing the right thing, and obviously the Pirates maybe struggling a little bit. Obviously, the Steelers and all that stuff that was going on. So there was going to be plenty of stuff.
I think the Pirates are going to be better than people think. Mm-hmm. I do believe that. I think they're going to be an above-average baseball team. Not a good to great baseball team, but they'll be an above-average team that will win some games and surprise some people. I believe that.
I mean, look, I think they're – again, but that's not the problem. The problem is, can they maintain the young talent that they get and then, you know, spend the money that needs to be spent to not only keep that young talent but add some veterans to sprinkle in and do what they need to do, because we've seen it with Cole and McCutcheon and everybody else. At a certain point, when they don't have team control, you're not going to be there very much longer.
Speaking of McCutcheon, I saw the silliest article this morning about the Phillies – and talking about Andrew McCutcheon in the leadoff spot had a better day than Bryce Harper, and that he's got a higher WAR, and that who would end the year with a higher WAR? And I was like, oh, stop it, you clickbait writing pieces of garbage. And guess what? Last year, McCutcheon had a higher WAR than Bryce Harper.
Bryce Harper did not have a good year last
year. Well, 34-100 is not, I'm not going to sneeze at it, plus what he contributes in the field and everything else. But I told you yesterday, he didn't even have the top three wars or war on the Nationals. So I just found that to be interesting that Andrew McCutcheon, as old as he is, still had a higher WAR than Bryce Harper. But hey, he got his money. So last night something interesting happened.
All right.
Not interesting, but a topic came up at Casa del Laminac. And Nora and I were talking about vaccinations.
All right.
Have you ever had the chicken pox?
I have.
Okay. So you've had herpes.
It was outstanding. I had them right before my sister's wedding, and I didn't have to go.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, lucky you. So you've had herpes.
If you want to position it that way.
That I freaked out. So in discussing with Nora about chicken pox, she said, she goes, it's basically chicken pox and shingles is just herpes. And I was like, okay, first of all, my grandfather had shingles. Don't you dare talk about that man that way. He's not that kind of guy. But I was like, is that a thing? Like, is it really? So you're telling me a six-year-old kid has herpes when they get the chicken pox. Well, that just seems, my whole world doesn't make sense now.
That's why I said it's one way to look at it. But, yeah, it's.
My whole world is topsy-turvy.
Yeah, of all people, I knew you'd probably have most issues.
Did you like how I put it in the rundown?
Yeah, I saw that. No, this is not about Nick. Which is fantastic.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I had chicken pox. Okay. But the crazy thing is, because you mentioned you looked it up in the internet, in our household, the one thing that's weird is if it's not involving a loved one, Lisa will go crazy on the internet, WebMD, everything like that, like what's going on. Mm-hmm. But, like, the other day, I'm looking at our lab retriever, and he's getting blotchy little hair patches are coming out.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
She's like, well, I'm not looking at it on the internet. I go, you look at everything on the internet. She goes, no, because it might be something serious, and then I'm going to really freak out. I go, yeah. Lisa, wouldn't you rather know now than, like, having to prepare for it? So I look it up on the internet. I go, babe, I've looked it up on four sites. It happens in retrievers around March when their undercoat starts to fall out. It's going to be just fine. Don't worry about it. She goes, well, I didn't look at it. If I look at it, I'll find something bad about it. I go, okay. Then here's my advice. Don't look at it.
Okay, so real quick, back to the herpes thing.
Yeah?
It's called herpes zoster. Also known as zoster, which is a shingles, and the same thing with chicken pox. But, yes, it's called herpes zoster. So if you know anyone that gets the chicken pox, enjoy that. Have fun with them.
Yeah.
Let them know.
Well, and vaccinations is such a hot topic
now. It really is.
Whether you should or you shouldn't. And obviously, there's all these other things that are going along with it. So, I mean, we vaccinate Tay and we do the right
thing.
That's
good. At least y'all aren't those anti-vaxxers. They're like, I saw some stupid thing on the internet where this chick was like, does anyone know where I can take my kid? We're anti-vaccine, but they got chicken pox and I need to fix it. Oh, yeah, bitch, it's called a vaccine.
Yeah, no doubt.
Like, what are you, you dumbass? Now you want to be pro-vaccine once your kid gets chicken pox? Stupid ass. That's what they're for.
Yeah, I mean,
There was an article that came out and said that all that – they did a decade-long study. Do vaccines cause autism? They don't. What we knew all along, they finally did a decade-long study and said, no, they're completely safe.
I mean, and that's the other thing. When you look at these studies, you don't know how hard they've studied. You don't know how much research they've done. Half the time, they can say, well, we did studies. Well, what did you study? Internally, externally, how many resources did you get? How many cases did you look at? A lot of times they don't even look at cases. They look at case theories.
Yeah, well, they publish them, so but people read into that what they want. It's kind of like the sweet, like how you warned me about not drinking Diet Coke because it's going to rot my insides.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that because that was one study done one time.
Right.
But.
And I wasn't telling you not to do it. I was just telling you that it was out there because you do it.
Yeah.
To be aware of it.
Well, it's all right. I'm dying a slow death, and I'm okay with that, as I'm sure you are too.
I think everybody on the planet is, whether they know it or not. And regardless of the speed, you're going to die. So there you have it. So we're just getting started here. If you want to join us on the show, we normally prefer that you text, not call, because of the fact that we're on a remote. That's 713-780-3776. Text that number, and Barry is checking the text messages so we can always get those out on the air. And also you can reach us via Twitter, where it is at PacManJoel with a K, at Barry is funny. As we continue to roll on. So we'll have a good show for you today. Plenty to talk about. Obviously, the games last night and the games tonight as we start breaking down the Sweet 16. The Rockets game against the Nuggets, which somebody called right in terms of the Rockets winning that home game against the rich, creamy Nuggets.
Did you call that?
I did.
Oh, well, at least you didn't come on right away and say, I told you so. That's good. That's what I love about you.
I just had a cough.
Is you don't come on and do that.
No, I wouldn't do anything
I would never do that either.
No. And we'll see as they continue in that
battle. Last night I was watching it thinking, boy, Joel was so wrong about this because I thought you called it the other way. I thought you said they would lose that game.
No, I'm the one that
the
said
Nuggets.
They'd win all four at home the rest of the way.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did they?
Well, they still got a couple games. They got Sacramento tomorrow night. But
So this was the first home game?
First
that's right.
Yeah, the first or second one because they're chasing Portland.
All
so
right.
We've got plenty going on, and we'd love to have you a part of the show. So give us a text, give us a tweet, or just hang in there and take us wherever you go. It is the usual suspects. It is ESPN 97.5.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Twin Peaks in the Woodlands. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Second segment of the show. We're going to continue to roll on right here on ESPN 97.5. It's Barry and Joel coming to you live from the Twin Peaks Shenandoah. Now, Barry, you're from out in this area.
I am from the area.
And I've seen the signs. So it's a very quick blink of an eye when you go from the Woodlands, Shenandoah, College Park in between.
Yeah,
College Park to me is the home of University of Maryland.
We just say the Woodlands.
Okay.
Like, where I live is in Spring off of 99
right.
and Rayford.
Yeah.
I still say the Woodlands. And people are like, oh, you're in Spring, bro. Yeah, I know. But when you tell someone, if you live in Katy and you go to Hackensack, New Jersey, and someone says, where are you from? Do you go Katy, Texas? No, you go Houston. Yeah. So when you are up in this area and you want to give someone a general idea of what side of town you live on, you say the Woodlands. It's basically like there's obviously the different sections of town.
Right, right.
But it's also just big areas. It's Pearland, Clear Lake, the Woodlands, Katy, Sugar Land, whatever the hell's out east, Kingwood. That's it. That's the big major.
The
and
weird
then you
thing
can break
was,
it down after that.
I did the appearance at Golf Galaxy. They build it the entire time as Spring.
It's the Woodlands.
It's the Woodlands.
Yeah, because it's on the left side of 45 going
north.
Yeah,
so the right side is Spring?
The right side is Spring.
Okay.
When you exit Rayford Sawdust, Rayford is to the right, Sawdust is to the left. So it's actually two different roads, just
you know,
depending on which
you know,
way
dumb
you start.
Is in the middle because it's right there between the left and the right. Like,
so
okay,
if you exit Rayford Sawdust or any of the next like three or four exits on 45 north and go left, you're going into the Woodlands. You go right, you're going into the poor side, which is Spring.
Okay.
We're the broke ass side in Spring.
We're not getting into you and the broke ass side.
No, we're the poor side.
You've got
the
vacuum
Woodlands.
Cleaner vents in every room in the house.
Stop
so.
It.
So I mean, that's what I was trying to figure out because I had to drop my mother-in-law at the airport.
Okay.
So I dropped her at the airport and then it kept going.
Nice.
And then I'm like, okay, now wait a minute, because I'm seeing signs for Spring first, which I thought the Woodland, and then the Woodlands. And I see the Woodlands, but then some people are still calling themselves Spring.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, boom, right there, you got College Park. And as I do the U-turn, there's Shenandoah. And I'm going, what?
I don't know College Park to be considered a city. It's just an area. Like, it's where they have Lone Star College.
So I grew up
my alma mater. Go,
whatever they are.
So
I grew up in Shorewood, Wisconsin.
Go
which,
middle
which
management.
Was a suburb or a village of Milwaukee.
Okay.
So, again, there was that kind of line in the sand. But, again, right. We all just said we're from Milwaukee.
Exactly. It's the same. It's like Katie and Shirley. Like, you don't tell people you're from Pearland. You just say
some people
Houston.
Do.
Well, they're weirdos.
Yeah.
They're
some people
weirdos.
Take a lot of pride in that.
Yeah. They'll tell you it's – I don't remember – it's one of the two. It's either not the Woodlands, it's just Woodlands, or it's the opposite way where you have to add the – I don't remember.
It's the high school that stole the Wisconsin W.
The ones that say the Ohio State University. There's Woodlands folk like that that get pretty uppity about their area of town.
Which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
But not surprising.
No. But, yeah, there's a lot of different little areas up here. There's Oak Ridge. But, again, it's all spring. It's the Spring Woodlands area is what I usually tell people.
And now, when my parents were alive, they were contemplating moving here, and they were going to move to College Park because at the time, and I don't know if it's changed, College Park was for 50 and older residents.
Was it?
Yeah, and so it was kind of like.
Oh, there is like a
retirement
community.
Or maybe there's a section within it, yeah, where they would like all their neighbors would be about the same age.
Is College
Park like
a
rec center and stuff like that?
Like Spring?
See, I don't know.
See, I just know that I've always thought it to be an area. I know Conroe's not far from here where we're at. You're probably like, if you hopped on the freeway, maybe three exits from Conroe?
Yep.
Not far.
No, I mean, look, I used to come out here all the time to golf.
Yeah.
All the courses out here, we golf here all the time. When I did the appearance at Golf Galaxy, I was like, you guys are in the ideal location.
Yeah.
Because everybody that needs anything for golf can just go right there and just go right to the courses.
Yeah.
And I used to come out here for concerts all the time, too. My wife hates concerts, so I don't go anymore.
Oh, she does.
But I used to come out here all the time for all the shows. So, by the way, my sister's listening. Shocking.
Uh-oh.
Back in Wisconsin, there must not be anything to do. And she's she's like, to be clear, you had the mumps before my wedding, but since we got divorced and it was my first marriage, it doesn't matter. Because she's not bothered by that at all. I mean, the good news is, hey, she's still listening and she's listening from back home. The bad news is she feels like getting sensitive about anything I say. So that's why I avoid too much conversation about my
family. Did she go to your wedding?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she did?
Oh, yeah.
But you didn't go to hers?
No.
Joel, what kind of brother are you?
Right. She got married when I was like 9.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Oh.
So there you go.
Damn, there's a large.
And I don't think I was even supposed to like carry a ring or anything.
There's a large.
Oh, God. I've told you this before. And all the Joel haters can jump on this one. There's a mistake, and then there was me. I'm so much an afterthought compared. My parents had too much to drink one night.
She's the mistake?
No, I am.
Oh. You're just saying you're beyond just a mistake.
Yeah, my two sisters are 2 years apart, and they thought they were done. And then thank God that they either didn't find out about what Nick found out about how long the condom's been in existence or whatever the case may be. But they had too much to drink one night, and next thing you know, boop, there I go. I'm back.
Really?
Yeah, I'm here.
And so how old is – so you're the youngest?
Oh, yeah, by like 17 years.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
You're the youngest by a whole generation.
Oh, yeah. That's why when you guys laughed on me, it wasn't a sexual hobby that I peed on my sisters. It was because when they were changing my diapers, they were almost in their 20s, and I was just taking shots whenever they lifted the diaper.
Yeah, but you still do it. That's the problem.
No, I don't, because they live like thousands of miles away, and one of them's actually passed away. But, you know, yeah, no, not anymore. But yeah, at the time, hey, believe
you
me.
You want to sometimes, don't lie.
Oh, my God. Don't get me started. Yes.
Good time. You know, I have a younger sister that I'm 10 years older than. And then an older sister that's 4 years older than me. So I'm wedged in the middle. I'd like to think my parents tried to have me. I don't know that I was
an
accident.
I've told this story before, but I came in from football practice one day in high school and walked into the kitchen. And my mom's talking to my girlfriend at the time in high school. And I'm like, you know, just casually, hey, what are y'all talking about?
Yeah.
And my mom just goes, oh, you. And I'm like, so what I do now? And she's like, oh, nothing. And my girlfriend at the time goes, your mom was just telling me how you were a mistake.
Oh, my God.
And mom, instead of going, no, mom goes, yeah, you know, your father and I hadn't done anything in a while.
Out.
We had too many drinks, and then, boom, there you were. Look, we were happy as hell once we had you.
That's how you found out?
And your dad always wanted a boy.
Wait,
so. I was like, I got to go. I went outside. She's like, you're not really upset about that. I go, yeah, because there would be no reason for that.
So your girlfriend at the time found out before you did.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd be so pissed.
Yeah, that was a really good deal. Yeah.
I would be so angry about that. That reminds me of a Dave Landau joke where he talks about the first time he wanted to introduce his girlfriend to his mom. I hope I don't screw this joke up because it's one of my favorite jokes. But he said, first time I ever introduced my girlfriend to my mom, she didn't know she was there. And I come walking around the corner. She's like, Dave, if you're going to masturbate, could you use a tissue like everybody else? It's like I'm washing six pairs of shoes when I wash your socks. This is the best. He's like, Mom, this is Mandy. It's the best joke ever. That's kind of like you don't
That's
want.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, you can't let your girlfriend around your mom. They will. My mom used to love, like, she had pictures of me as a kid naked, which most parents, you know,
oh,
like,
yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I'm talking
yep.
about?
Yep.
Oh, as soon
on
as.
On the bedspread and that
yeah,
first kind of crawling pose.
In the sink, just bucking naked.
That's how they used
bathed.
To bathe the kids. Yep.
My mom and my sister would be like, oh, this is Barry. They already know it's small, Mom. You don't need to show them that what, you know, it, you don't have to embarrass me right now. But she loved to show those pictures to girlfriends yeah. when they were.
Oh, born. And just anybody. Anybody that went inside of the photo
yep.
album. Hey, sit down. Let me show you Joel when he was naked, you know, racing across the bedspread. I'm like, why do we got to show me with a full moon?
What?
Stop
why?
Doing that.
What's the obsession with that, Moms?
Just crazy.
I don't get it.
All right, we're getting yes, people, and we're going to talk sports. Don't worry about it. If you don't know how we do the show by now, someone texted, you guys going to talk sports
or
not?
No, you know what? Now, first hour, no sports. Suck it.
There you go.
There you go.
Way to go, 8410-7 or 281 area code, ending in 8410.
No, we're not talking sports.
Yeah, your smart-ass sarcasm just got you exactly what you didn't want. So we're getting started here at Twin Peaks in the Shenandoah location, heading back into town. If you're coming from the Houston area, you got a U-turn. At what, 242?
Yeah, U-turn at 242.
Stay on the feeder.
Stay on the
it's
feeder.
It's right there. It's the most beautiful Twin Peaks I've seen.
It's
I mean,
very nice.
Upstairs, downstairs, lots of room.
Is there a canoe in here?
Is there?
It's right there on the wall.
I didn't look up
there. Big-ass canoe.
If you come to Twin Peaks and you're focused on a canoe above the bar, you have more issues than me.
You've been married for 20 years.
Okay.
Hi.
Yeah. Props to you.
Barry puts his hand up.
Yep. Go talk about herpes being
what?
Chicken pox.
All right.
Okay. Hey, so again, 713-780-3776. If you want to give us some actually good texts, we'll look at those because we have to look at all of them. Well, we're on Twitter as well, but we're going to have a great show today leading up to the Blitz, and the Blitz will take you home from 4 to 7 right here on ESPN 97.5.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Twin Peaks in the Woodlands. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
God bless you, ladies. You have to endure how stupid we are. That's why it baffles me. After 10 years, she still wants to talk to me. What is wrong with her? What is wrong with any of you? Don't talk to us. Nothing smart comes out of here. We got two speeds, stupidity and perversion. That's it. That's all there is. Stop hoping for a good conversation. Call your friend. She'll give you an intelligent conversation. That's why when you girls go, what are you thinking? We go, nothing, because you couldn't handle how stupid it is. It would blow your brain right out of the front of your skull. What are you thinking? I was wondering if I'd get beer to shoot out of my windshield wiper into my mouth while I'm driving. What are you thinking? I was thinking about building a conveyor belt from the couch to the fridge. What do you think it would cost? Seriously.
There is our friend Billy Gardell. Obviously, Barry introduced us to him. He has been on the show before, sat in on studio. I was literally bummed out. I came in today. I said, Barry, what time is Billy going to be here? Aaron was bummed out as well. He was looking forward to it. When you said he hurt his back and he's not going to be here, I'm not going to lie. I was like,
yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, there are a few guests that we can get that really are fun to have on the radio, and Billy is definitely up there as one of the best.
Not only does he get it, but he's a sports fan, so he just fits right in.
Very nice. I mean, I told the story last year, last year when we had him on, when I was supposed to headline that weekend, and then they were able to get him, which is a huge get, and so they bumped my weekend. And first thing, you know, you were in there. First thing, he walks through the door and says, Barry, I'm so sorry. Like, yeah. Billy Gardell is apologizing to me. And I'm like, bro, I know who I am. Like, you don't need to apologize. That's the business. That's how it works. But that tells you the kind of guy he is.
Because no doubt.
Most headliners aren't going to walk through that door and the first words out of their mouth is, hey, man, I'm sorry you got bumped. You know, come out. Hey, I'm really sorry. So he's just a great dude, along with being a great comic and actor and Emmy nominated. Mike and Molly.
Backstory. Yeah, Mike and Molly. If you don't know who he is and you ever saw the TV show Mike and Molly, he's Mike.
Yeah, he's Mike from Mike and Molly. He was in, I just lost all the damn. Sun Records, that's the and Young Sheldon, which is out now. Yes, Dear, My Name is Earl. He was in Bad Santa. You Mean Dupree. Yep. Like, the list goes on and on. He's accomplished, but he's a great dude, great comic. So if you want to check him out, the Joke Joint Comedy Showcase, he's there all weekend. I'll probably be – well, I know I'll be there tonight, at least for the early show, hanging out and trying to get covered. And, Aaron, if you want to go, let me know. I'll put you on the list. You can go hang out. I'll probably meet him here. Ain't going to have a problem with that. So, yeah, Aaron said he's watched this special a ton of times. Big fan, I'm assuming, right, Aaron?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the thing that I like is, and you heard it in his comedy as well, but even from the minute you meet him, he is exactly who you were hoping him to be.
Yes.
He's not going to be someone different when the mic's not on. He's not going to be someone different when he's not in the view of everybody that might be critical or whatever like that.
Yeah.
He's just a good dude.
Yep.
And that's why I was so looking forward to having him back on the show. So maybe another time when he's in town, we'll have him. But Billy Gardell, if you have a chance, go see him. This weekend, go see Barry as well. Hopefully, you get on that show because
that would be
even better. But yeah, Billy's a great dude, and he's really, really funny.
Hey, I have a question. Do you guys listen to Late Hits with Pete Crate, with Patrick Creighton?
I would love to tell you I do, but that's deep in the middle of family time.
That's deep in the middle of family time.
Yep.
So when I hopped in this morning, I do my thing. I try to see if we like the text line.
Oh, right.
There was a text from yesterday. That was one of the first ones in the inbox that says, Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra ratted you out, brother. That was at 8:55, so that was during Late Hits. So what did you and Nick rat out Patrick Creighton on? What did you snitch on?
I have no idea. I'd love to ask Nick if he was here, too, because I don't know what that would be pertaining to. Do we know the number?
I just deleted it because I figured we were it is, it ends in 1207. It's a 409 number. But apparently, they listen to the show. And so, if you listen to 1207, I just want to know what the subject was.
Cause I do, too.
I'm so glad that I wasn't thrown in the middle of that, given Patrick's and I rocky history. And you know, I mean, we went through the big divorce and everything, and it was ugly, and he didn't get the kids, and he lashed out. And so, yeah, like, it's – I'm glad we reconciled. We're back together. But
so Nick and I did something that would offend Patrick?
Or threw him under the bus.
That's interesting.
I don't know. I wouldn't say offend. It just says, quote, Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra ratted you out. What'd y'all do, man?
I'm interested, too.
Yeah, I don't know. That's going to be interesting. We just got a text.
What is it?
It was about Pete Crate and Adderall.
Oh, I wasn't even there. Nick told the story. So just throw me under the bus, too.
Well, there you go. Now we know. You guys out here snitching about his drug habit.
Not me, because I wasn't even there. Nick was the one that went on the show and was like, he and AJ were talking about the fact, because AJ actually grabbed the headset. They were talking about the fact that Pete Crate wanted the Adderall or something like that, and then they went out drinking, and then Nick was worried about the fact that he was going to be okay or whatever like that, and I was like, okay, well.
I don't know.
I didn't do anything wrong again. Jeez.
Here's what you should have done. What you should have done is when y'all got back, you should have made up stories about, like, yeah, he butt-chugged vodka. Like, it was awful. Like, he did a headstand or a handstand, and he butt-chugged vodka, and then he went out to the bunny ranch, but it was actually just all male bunnies. And, like, y'all should have really, if you're going to snitch on a dude, like, Adderall, come on, that's not even snitching. That's just saying what happened.
If I'm going to snitch on a dude, then I should actually snitch.
You should make it up.
Because I didn't say anything.
You can't get out of this. Your name's attached to it, Joel.
I can't. I've realized since I've been here that I can't get out of things even if I haven't done them. I just have to live through them. So that's just another one of those things. So, fine. But, I mean, Pete Crate, he's a wild man on the road, evidently.
Was it crazy?
When I was there, no, we didn't even see him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and the crazy thing was, like, it was – It was Mr. Gold and Patrick, and we flew out of Hobby. They flew out of Intercontinental.
Oh, really?
So it was all screwed up. Then
yeah, why,
they got to the airport. They didn't have a rental car.
They made
car,
you fly out of the poor airport. Why
it
is that?
It was really weird. I don't know. It was convenient for us. We didn't care.
Oh, that's right. You're down that way.
Yeah. So it was that
oh,
was
well, maybe that's – yeah. But isn't Hobby considered like the poor airport?
I don't know.
Intercontinental.
It used to be. They've been
rich.
Upping it lately.
Have they? I feel like Intercontinental is the fancy one and Hobby was the poor
one. Oh, it always has been because it's Intercontinental.
Okay.
And it goes outside of the country. But now Hobby does because Southwest is – I don't know if Southwest has spent the money or our tax dollars
probably
are remaking
both.
The whole thing.
Probably
it,
both.
It doesn't look bad now.
Yeah. Somebody said on the text line, hey, yeah, hell yeah, no sports. Hey, Barry, what's the name of the lawn fertilizer that you suggested that kills clover? And I'm doing this because Joel's on the phone, so he can't tell me I can't talk about the lawn right now.
I'm good with that.
So here's the thing. It's not a fertilizer. It's called Weed Beater Ultra, and you have to use it before it gets above like 85 degrees. So definitely don't use it if it gets above 85 degrees. It'll kill your yard. But Weed Beater Ultra is the thing to get. It'll kill all kind of weeds. Now you missed your window to pre-treat for a pre-emergent herbicide. But well, you can go ahead and get Weed Beater Ultra. That'll knock all the weeds out. You're
the
welcome.
Highs next week, you could get it if you did it Sunday. Sunday is 60. Monday is 62, Tuesday 71, Wednesday 75. So you got 4 days to get it done.
Yeah, you can knock it out. And it works really well. Weed Beater Ultra. Somebody, OG Took, wants us to post pics of the girls. That's creepy, OG Took.
Just
that's
come
really
out
creepy.
Here.
Yeah, just get here. Shenandoah, I-45 North, 242 exit, U-turn. You're right there. Just do that because me taking pictures of chicks is creepy, bro. I know because I've been caught before, and they told me so. So I don't do that anymore. Where was the other one here?
We had somebody say that when we were at the Blitz a couple weeks ago, too.
They about tweet, take pictures
yeah, they,
of the
we
chicks?
Just had somebody randomly texted in and said, hey, take pictures. And
I
was like, why?
I'm not doing that. I'm out on being creepy guy. Now, like, if they do something dumb or something stupid happens, I will put a phone in your face and video you if you're like – if I'm on an airplane and someone's screaming and running up and down the aisle naked, I'm like videoing that, and I'm not gonna hide it. Like, you're going to know. I'm gonna yell world star. Like, it's all gonna be out there. I'm not hiding that because if you do something dumb, that's on you. And I feel like if I'm doing something dumb, if I got naked and ran around this Twin Peaks, God help everybody, and someone videoed it, that's on me. I shouldn't have done that, and you know, or the heroin or whatever it is that made me do that, but. Yeah, I'm just not going to randomly take creeper shots of the waitresses here. They're working, young man. That is disgusting. I can't believe you would even suggest such a thing.
That's like going to the beach and taking pictures of girls in bikinis when like hiding behind your umbrella.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Got it.
That's too weird. I want to get to this since we're not doing sports. But what time
so you're
going
to stick to this the whole hour?
What?
We're not doing sports?
Yeah, we're not doing sports this hour. Just because someone called and bitched about us doing sports. We'll pick up sports at 2 o'clock. We'll talk Kentucky. We'll talk Rockets. Rockets game last night. Yeah, we'll Astros. We'll get into all that. But
we have
a show producer, so if you feel like you're going to produce the show, then we'll just
– one?
Yeah, we have
we
a thousand.
We normally have plenty.
But I want to – at some point today, I want to get to the whole Cardi B thing.
Yeah, I saw that.
Are you aware of what's going on with this? It's pretty crazy.
She's a thief.
No, she's more than a thief. She's a criminal.
Okay.
She's basically come out and said that back in the day when she was a stripper,
yep.
And when she was trying to make ends meet, and she was struggling to stride, trying to stay alive, good times, that she would get, like, guys would come to her and be like, hey, I want to have sex with you. And she was a stripper. And she'd be like, oh, yeah, you want to have sex? Let's go to this room and have some sexy time. And they would say, okay. They'd go to the room. She would drug them, knock them out, and steal their money, rob them, and leave. And she would do that over and over. She admitted it on video and said, this is how I survived. This is how I made my money.
Now, wait a minute. And she continued to work at the same place? Like, because once you do that once, you probably got to hit the road.
No. I mean, she did it. She said she did it. It wasn't. She didn't say there was an isolated incident. She didn't say it was the same place, how many times. I didn't see any of that. I just know that she said she did this to men, not a man, to men, in order to make ends meet. Hold on. She said, I'm going to replace, because she uses the N-word quite a lot, and that's, you know.
Not appropriate.
Yeah, well, and not allowed.
Well, yeah, or appropriate.
So she just said, Dudes must have forgotten that I did what I did to survive. I'm cleaning this up. This is not a direct quote. I have to clean it up. Obviously, it's Cardi B. I said, dudes must have forgotten what I did to survive. Like, I had to go strip. I had to go, oh, yeah, you want to have sex with me? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's go to this hotel. And I drug them up. I'd rob them. That's what I used to do. Nothing was handed to me. Nothing. So my big question is, and we got the music. We'll come back. But my question for you is, do we treat her the same way we treat Bill Cosby and Harvey Weinstein and these guys that we found out about their past crimes and
right.
stuff?
Right, is there
that
a statute of limitations?
So do we treat them
too,
like that?
Yeah.
So I hear the music. All we got to get to a break, but we'll talk about that in the next segment.
All right, we'll be back with much more from the Twin Peaks Shenandoah location. Us till 4, Blitz till 7, all right here, ESPN 97.5.
I got the horses in the bag. Horse stock is a
this
bag.
Is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Twin Peaks in the Woodlands, this is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back. Still the first hour of the three-hour show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, coming to you live. Twin Peaks Shenandoah in Barry's backyard as we
love
continue
it.
To roll on.
Left the house at 12:20 today.
Really?
Love it. Yeah.
Tosh told me you'd be here by 12:15.
Nope. I said I would leave my house at 12:15, and I was okay. 5 minutes late on that, so she
okay.
lied. Yeah.
Okay, so let's get back to your okra.
Yeah, so Cardi B, if you just joined us during the last break, came out on the internet or on her Snapchat in a video, whatever. I don't know what the hell it was. But she basically admitted to drugging and robbing men while she was a stripper. And my question to you and to the peoples and to everybody is, do we hold her accountable the same way that we have held other people accountable for their crimes in the past? Because we, you know, and rightfully so, Harvey Weinstein has some legal issues now. Bill Cosby is in jail. There's a lot of men that committed a lot of awful crimes that we went back on. And the Me Too movement spurned that, and not spurned it, but spawned that, and
sure.
rightfully so. But I get the sense in general that people are trying to excuse Cardi B because she's a woman. But she was just trying to survive. Well, guess what? Oh, she needed money. Well, guess what? When people rob you, they need money. They don't say what it's for, but they're trying to survive as well. That doesn't make it okay. It's still a crime. So my view is she committed a crime. She should be treated like everybody else.
I'm with you. And that's the thing. You shouldn't get special treatment. Regardless of what we were talking about, Jussie Smollett.
Just because you're a woman?
Jussie Smollett the other day.
Yeah.
He shouldn't get special treatment because he's an actor.
That's
okay,
right.
But just because the majority of these crimes that started the movement, like you said, are males, doesn't mean that a female doing the same thing should be free and clear.
Yeah.
And out of this. And if she's doing this, that's why I said I don't know how long ago she did this and what the statute of limitations is for something like that. But just like when they went back and got Cosby, if this stuff happened recently or whatever it is, and it falls within the statute of limitations, what these guys should have the right to step right up and go, I was one of those dudes.
Yeah, well, they won't do that.
And they won't because, yeah,
and
then they find out what they were doing and what they were trying to do. But if they weren't married at the time and if they were just single guys doing it, then those guys should step right up.
And you can save the excuses. At the end of the day, like, I know people and but she was just struggling, and I don't care. It's still a crime. It is a crime to drug someone and take their money. That you robbed them. And not just once, but obviously she said it a couple of times, at least men. Not man, men. That means at least twice. So, no, I'm not good with that. I'm not good with giving her a pass, and I'm not good with just the excuse that, well, she was a struggling woman. So what? That doesn't make it okay. It's still a crime.
As we say in so many different cases, there's a way to make an honest living.
Yeah,
you know what? If you're healthy and you are capable – there's plenty of ways where you can make an honest living, from fast food to, you know, whatever the case may be. People are hiring all the time, where you can make an honest living instead of doing what you did, breaking the law. As you said, it's breaking the law.
Well, and the one thing that she said was, I don't see what's different about me bragging about it and rappers who brag about murder and robbing and selling drugs. You know, we don't believe 99% of the rappers that tell us they killed somebody. Like, I just don't. I don't. That's just part of the shtick. What you didn't do, but she goes, and I never glorified it in any of my raps. That's also what makes it different. Like, these rappers are saying, oh, I was a badass and I sold drugs and I killed. Okay, maybe you did sell drugs. Maybe one out of every 20 rappers that tells you they sold drugs did. But if I had to lay money on the percentage of rappers that have actually murdered somebody, I'm going to go less than 1%.
And those that have are in jail or doing time, whatever kind of crimes that they've done. Most of them are doing time then. Because
if she would have said this in a song, if she would have been like, yeah, you know, I used to drug dudes and take their money, and I look back on it now and I really think it's funny. I wouldn't blink. But what you did is you said, this was a thing that I actually did.
Right.
This is a crime that you weren't using as part of your art. You were using it to tell us about your past. Big difference to me.
Like, huge.
If I don't want to use any local rappers because I like them all. I'm trying to think of a damn rapper from. If Ludacris was just on his Snapchat, I was like, hey, look, yeah, man, like in 1993, I killed a dude. But you know what? I was just trying to survive. No, bro, I'm sorry. You don't get away with that. I'm sorry. That's not okay.
Right.
So I don't think it's any different for her. And the tone that I see online is that a lot of people, I'll just be honest, a lot of women are trying to excuse it. Well, but she had it rough. That doesn't make it okay. You can't have this both ways, ladies. You can't excuse all the men, but excuse the woman. You can't do that.
Right.
This is a crime.
You can't have a double standard.
Her gender has nothing to do with
committing a crime.
Unless, I mean, if I'm wrong, most strippers make pretty decent money to begin with.
Yeah.
So you didn't need to do that to make the ends meet. Usually, I mean, unless she was the worst stripper in the world.
It wasn't like she was trying to survive.
I would never pay her.
Unless you're out there, like, stripping in a wool suit or something, and no one wants to see that.
And let's be honest. Great point, Aaron, because of the fact that means you're not trying to stay alive or pay bills or just pay rent or eat food. You're just trying to cash in on the fact that you also are in a very precarious situation for the victim because of the fact that, what we just said, they don't want anybody to know where they were. They don't want anybody to know what they were doing.
Yep.
So the fact of the matter is, you're taking advantage of a situation where, hey, because of the fact that you are doing something that you already probably are going to get in trouble with at home, you're not going to report that. You're not going to say what you lost or where you were, what was going on. And it's just like a license to steal.
I think what you're looking for, the phrase you're looking for, is gangsters move in silence. And you shouldn't go around bragging about stuff, because that's how you get busted and get in trouble, Cardi. And if you were, you would know that. Like, you should know that. Gangsters move in silence. Don't say nothing. Just do what you do.
I.e., if you're going to illegally recruit a player, don't admit to it on a
phone. No sports, Joel.
If you're going to hire guys that are going to go and try and fake a hate crime, don't write a check.
I mean, hate crime.
These are the kind of things that you need to do when you're back in the Midwest sometimes.
You're Milwaukee.
Don't you know you betcha?
Came out. It just showed. Yeah. I like it, though. But
you're
right.
Those are the things. It's just, come on, man.
Woman. She says other rappers say, oh, I did all this stuff in my rap. Well, Johnny Cash also said he once shot a man to watch him die. Do you really think Johnny Cash shot a man
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's different when you do it in the art. No one believes when a rapper or a musician tells us they killed someone, unless it was like Vince Neil. And I'm just using that from the Dirt reference. And then you actually killed someone. You know, but when you come out and just say it to defend a position, yes, I actually robbed dudes. Nope, that's not smart.
When you come out and admit you did a crime, and then they got reference points to go back and try and figure out if it actually happened. And they can go back to the club and they can go, hey, during this period of time, do you remember any guys getting robbed? Do you remember hearing anything about this?
Mm-hmm.
Guys might start coming and go, man, that's exact. And I was a part of that deal.
Yeah.
Just like the Cosby deal or anything else. Once you can start getting details that can kind of fine-tooth comb, pinpoint exactly when this stuff happened, this ain't over.
No, it shouldn't be. And by the way, when you were unable to...
sorry about that.
No, it's all good, but somebody had a long question, so I took the opportunity to have long talk while you were out. But I have a follow-up question. Somebody asked, when's the best time to lay a pre-emergent herbicide? Last 2 weeks of February, first 2 weeks of March. So there you go. That was painless for you. I hear music. Do I hear music, Andrew? There you go. Yeah, yeah. You're going to have to pump it up for us, man. We can't hear.
Yeah, we can't hear. It's kind of loud in here.
You're going to have to jack up that music.
Crowded here at the Twin Peaks Shenandoah location.
Of course it is,
and the future's so bright for some that they're wearing shades indoors. So, okay, we've got one in the book. Still 2 hours to go. Hey, sports! Coming up next, it's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.